Wayne King, I Will Fight for the Forgotten American Man and Woman. By Sean Moran on December 29, 2019. Wayne King, Representative Mark Meadows, RNC, Deputy Chief of Staff, told Breitbart News Saturday that if elected to Congress, he will continue Meadows' legacy to fight for the American man and woman. King, who has served as Congressman Meadows' Deputy Chief of Staff as well as District Director since Meadows was first elected to Congress, told Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle that he will continue Meadows' legacy of fighting to return power to the American people. A lot of it, Meadows' career, has been fighting the establishment folks that actually made it where regular order did not happen in Washington, D.C. As far as the bills heard, as long as you did not do certain things. We've always said, and you've heard of this before, we wanted to return power to the people. I believe that's my candidacy and what I want to do, and I want to continue that, King said. Since King announced his candidacy for North Carolina's 11th Congressional District Republican nomination, he has earned many key endorsements from conservative figures as well as prominent North Carolina policemen. Tea Party Express co-founder Sal Russo said, "We cannot think of a better person to succeed Congressman Meadows than his deputy chief of staff." Andy Sarabian, a former Tea Party Express political director and former White House advisor, said, "I can't think of a better person to carry on the conservative legacy of Rep. Meadows than Wayne King. Wayne is MAGA to the core and an unabashed fighter for conservative principles and the president's America First agenda. Supporters of both the president and Rep. Meadows should immediately unify behind his candidacy. He's the real deal." Eight prominent sheriffs across North Carolina endorsed King for Congress, including Avery County Sheriff Kevin Fry, Graham County Sheriff Joseph Jones, Henderson County Sheriff Lowell Griffin, McDowell County Sheriff Ricky Buchanan, Mitchell County Sheriff Donald Street, Rutherford County Sheriff Chris Francis, Transylvania County Sheriff David Mahoney, Yancey County Sheriff Gary Banks. The North Carolina conservatives said that the country needs leaders that are willing to take the arrows every day, and you know it's not an easy job. King will face many Republican opponents during the GOP primary, including those who have opposed the president's 2016 presidential campaign. North Carolina Haywood Country Republican Party Vice Chair Linda Bennett reportedly said in 2016 that she is a never Trump person, "I don't want Trump." Bennett continued, "I am a never Trump not in." Inaudible exchange of Bennett and another individual. "I want him taken off that palm card or I'm not helping you guys, that's what I'm hearing. So never Trump is a big movement and you guys have been denying it. And you're acting like, well, can I be like never this person and I can never the person? But you can't be never Trump and you can be never Trump but I'm never Trump, so now what? So what are you gonna do? Gonna ask me to get out there and help Trump get elected and you want me to help organize 100 people to come and work the polls to help get Trump elected? Well, I am not for him, I am against him, never Trump Nevada." In contrast, King and Rep. Meadows have supported the president's America First agenda, and King said that he will fight for the American people. "I'm a Trump conservative. I believe that the president is doing a fabulous job. I will be fighting alongside the president if elected and leading the charge for the American people to make sure that we highlight the things that need to happen against the Democrats and that we also fight for the forgotten American man and woman," King said. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.